JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Obey City Run slated for Sunday, May 6. So, 2 weeks left to whip yourself into shape to participate. And later, an autism fact. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Stopping on the toll road can be extremely dangerous. Do not stop unless for emergencies or when ordered to do so, and stop only on the hard shoulder. Do not let off or pick up any person along the roadway. Never walk onto the toll road. Pedestrians are not allowed on the highway. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
Runners and walkers from all over the island will converge in the second city on Sunday, May 6 for the annual Mobay City Run, which is slated to begin at the Old Hospital Park on Gloucester Avenue. Since 2014, organizers of the Western Race have raised over $15 million to aid tertiary-level students. Founder and chief organizer Jeanette Silvera says there are plans to share the love this year with secondary and early childhood institutions.
It started because I was tired of seeing students that I was attending school with not being able to access their course outlines. I've sat in exam rooms and I've seen where students have not been able to enter because they cannot afford to pay. And I felt that I had to do something. And that is how Mobay City Run was born. But we've gone further this time around and we're helping high schools now.
The route will take participants through the historic city of Montego Bay, passing sites like the Old Fort, City Center, and the St. James Library, as well as the Sam Sharp Square and the Montego Bay Civic Center. For race, route, and registration information, visit mobaycityrun.com.
Vision 2030 is a plan for Jamaica by Jamaicans. The plan includes the views of students, non-government organizations, churches, representatives of the public and private sectors, as well as Jamaicans in the diaspora. It's our plan to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
Visit vision2030.gov.jm to find out more, or check out the Vision 2030 Facebook page. You may also call the Vision 2030 Secretariat at 906-4463-4.
ABC, 1, 2, 3.
Match for you and me and he.
Parents gone to work. Them a do the match. We a girl if it's school. Me a do the match. Me polishing my shoes. Me pulling up my socks. Taxi man collecting fear. Afi do the match. The numeracy level not drop and be proud of that. Match in the schools need to improve. That challenge myself, set goals up top. Maths are for me, maths are for you.
A message from the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information. Math counts.
On our community notice board, the Hanover chapter of the Lay Magistrates Association of Jamaica will stage a town hall meeting on April 25 at the Hopewell Methodist Church Hall, starting at 5 p.m. under the theme Uniting Jamaica Through Justice and Peace. And early childhood institutions in Zone 3, that's Maxfield Park, Halfway Tree, New Kingston, and Environs, will host their Spelling Bee competition for 5- and 6-year-old children this Thursday, April 26, at the Professional Development Institute and Girlstown, starting at 9:30 a.m. And before we go, here's an autism fact from attorney at law Ricardo Sancroft, who has started a campaign to aid children with special needs who must participate in court proceedings.
I mainly see a lot of children who come into court who have a lot of challenges, especially because they are like that. They are also prone to be abused. And when they come to give evidence in court, because they do not know to speak the language of the court, and the court also has not been trained to identify these things, many of their cases get thrown out.
Autism Facts are brought to you by the JIS. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.